Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, honey buns.
How is it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
How was your weekend?
Feeling relaxed and restored. My weekend was focused on relaxation, restoration, and doing what I wanted to do. So.
Oh, what did that look like?
I got a massage. That was so good. I've been having a tight back, like I said last week. So I got a massage and I found this cute bookstore and cafe in Culver City. Mm-hmm. So I spent some time there. I really went there to do my episode notes. But then while I was there, they had like a book reading about a book that people wrote about South Central. Mm. So I saw that for a little bit. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And that was it. It was a chill weekend for me.
Nice. Relaxing.
Yeah.
I think it was relatively chill. Oh, yeah. It was kind of chill for me, too. Gatsby had to go to the vet for his annual dental appointment. And he had 4 teeth removed. So keep my dog lifted in your prayers. 4 of his little teeth. Gone, I said. Don't lose no more. At this point, I've just accepted that he's aging. So I hope the teeth just fall out.
Is that typical?
I don't
know. For dogs have to get...
I don't know what, like, typical is very subjective. Like, since every dog is different. Some dogs like get cancer or lose their, you know, it's just so many things. So it's just a part of the aging process. I'm just hoping that his aging don't cost me no more money. Like, just the teeth need to just fall out. I need to just literally look in the bay on like, oh damn, Gatsby a tooth fell off.
Dogs are expensive.
They are.
Especially aging dogs.
Yeah. I'm like, I got a senior dog. He needs to transition to senior food now.
Why it's too hard on his teeth?
Yeah, that's what. You know, they have like the same dog food that we have. They have the puppy and then small breed.
Yeah. But regular senior, like smaller pieces.
Yeah, I think like smaller.
Did they say that's what's going on?
I know it. I see it now. He's gonna be 11. He's a senior dog.
He's up there. He's up, and he's stuck. Damn.
Yeah, that's what you call a senior dog.
Okay, but the insurance that you have, does that offset some of the...
Yeah, if I didn't have insurance, it would have been $1,400. And then I would have said, y'all go ahead and leave them teeth alone. No. Leave them alone and let me take them back home. Give me my damn dog. But that wasn't even like all of it. She was trying to... The vet, Dr. George. She was like, we need to do an echo and we need to do chest X-ray. Yeah, an echocardiogram. I said, no.
He's still kicking. I already know he
has a heart murmur. You're not telling me
that
I don't.
He has a heart murmur?
He does. But he's been had that. It's only a 2 out of 6. 6 being the loudest, 1 being like where you can't hear.
I don't know what Chloe has.
I'm like, I already know he has that. I'm already knowing. She's like, we just have to notify you in case something happens while he's under anesthesia. Since we already have a concern for the heart. I said, he's done this multiple times. He's going to make it through. Don't do an echo on him and don't do no damn chest x-ray. That was going to be $400.
Additional.
Now imagine if I would have said, go through with it.
Right.
And then she would have called me back like, we actually got to pull 4 of the loose teeth.
So then it would have been $800.
And then I would have been like, girl, reverse the charges. Take the teeth out and reverse the charge.
But wake him back up.
Wake him
undo
up.
Undo the scan.
Seriously. Like, girl, ooh. What the? Then I would have been scamming on my scammer shit. It actually wasn't me there. I would have been reporting it as fraud. Falling. This damn. Is actually a false claim.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, yeah. So between all of that, I was like, Gatsby, I'm spent. I wasn't expecting.
Literally, what the fuck? These animals?
Man. And his molars were loose. She was like, he actually has a couple molars in the back. I said, those, don't touch them. Don't touch them, Dr. George. Leave them. He'll make it to the next appointment. He'll make it to next year.
Okay, so my thing is, with the pulling them out, is it like human teeth? Like, yes. You know, they got to get rid of them because it could cause infection or cavities or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, and if they break and it chips off, like, partially, you know, this it's the same vibe. And he actually smelled like he came from the dentist. You know that smell when they've been in your mouth and shit and pulling teeth and all? I said, ooh, gats. He has some little sutures at the top, little sutures in his gums. And I know he's probably just wondering, what the fuck is going on?
He probably is just down and out.
Yeah, like, girl, I left with teeth and came back and now it's a big gat vibes. Big gap energy because just nothing there.
Wow, a little snagger.
A big snagger.
Every time I go to the dentist, I'd be like, Lord, don't let these tooties and fruit snacks and everything I've been eating catch up to me. I'm like, give me a clean bill. Listen. Please.
Yeah, he's been trying to adjust. And he free feeds, so this is really throwing him off. Because the food has to be picked up so he can get his antibiotics. That's another thing. The damn dog needed antibiotics, needed pain medication. I'm like, tally my shit up and let me get out of here.
Right.
Tally it up. Let me get the fuck out.
Well, outside of the dog mothering, how else was your weekend?
It was pretty relaxing. I didn't feel like I rested. I didn't feel like I rested at all.
You felt like it was relaxing, but you don't feel like you rested?
Not relaxing in that way. Like, I didn't do shit. That's why. It was uneventful. Oh. That's what I want to say. It was uneventful. Between being out the house all day with Gatsby, I left at 7:15 and I didn't get back till like 6.
Why?
Because his appointment was at 8 or 7:45. We got there a little bit, like around 8. They didn't start the cleaning until like 11 or 12. He was under anesthesia till 2. They had to monitor him till 4. So I didn't get him until 4 and get back home till 5.
Where were you at? Your mom's house?
Just riding through the city. Trying to figure it out. I had some errands to run, but it was just long and exhaustive.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I don't think I did much, but I still felt busy.
You went to see the Woman King.
I went to see the Woman King. And that was phenomenal.
It's on my to-do list. My mom.
You were supposed to go.
Right, but yesterday it just didn't happen.
Yeah. It was so good. I was in tears and shambles the whole movie.
Was everybody else in tears?
The lady next to me was. I know at least she was. And my mom was sitting on the other side of me, but she had already seen it the day before. So she had already cried her heart out. She already knew what to expect.
Right.
She was just so moved by it that she was like, we have to take Graham. I'm coming back, because they went to the Bay. She was like, I'm coming back. I'll be in town tomorrow. So we're going to take Mama. I said, okay. We're going to take Mama. I said, okay, girl. So I was just like, I said,
oh my God.
I was like that. And my mom was like,
not the full on breakdown. Okay. So my mom told me that it was a messy.
Was she crying?
I think she did. She said that tears were shed. She was like, it's powerful.
It truly is a powerful story.
It's powerful.
It's layered. It's layered. Like,
is it 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours and 6 minutes, or 2 hours and some 15 minutes, something like that. It's layered, though. It's deep. And like I said, there's so many, like, mini storylines. Not mini storylines, but mini themes kind of going on. And, I was just moved. Moved
was
to tears.
Was crying, too?
No. Okay. What was I? What part made you cry? Why are you so... I was like, girl, she was like, it was
so
bomb,
emotional?
But it was touching. It was touching. I was like, everything was just, ooh.
Okay, well, we gonna see.
It was so good. So if y'all have not seen The Woman King, gather up your girls and go. Whatever girls are in your life, go gather them all up.
You're just gathering yourself.
Even if it's a solo date, it's totally worth seeing.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I've seen one movie alone in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was Inception. I don't know why I decided to go. That was a movie I was going to go see by myself.
That's a mind bender.
But that's the one. I was sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Inception is good, though. Shutter Island is another mind bender by Leonardo.
Spend this weekend watching the Dahmer on Netflix. And listen, I never watch shit like that. And I was reminded why. I had nightmares for 2 nights.
Yeah, no.
Two that I was fighting for my life. I'm like, fuck this. Fuck it.
I knew it was something I probably should steer clear. When I seen how raw Niecy Nash looked, I said, was there
Niecy
no
Nash
makeup?
Really played that role. You know, I've never seen her in a role like that.
I've never either. She only did Claws, from what I know. Like,
she's
more comedy,
yeah,
sketch comedy,
exactly.
And stuff like that.
But she showed that. She showed her versatility.
Her range.
She showed that she can do other things. She can be serious. And her daughter... In the movie, it's her actual daughter.
Oh, wow.
In the show, the series, it's her actual daughter.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one on the show.
Niecy Nash deserves an award.
Oh.
She did. It was great storytelling. It's just the story, I didn't need it to be told to me.
It was sick.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
Don't.
I'm not good with anything that's going to make me more fearful.
Don't, because I was feeling like fearful. And you know, I'm usually not like that. But I was really like, when I was getting my massage, I'm like, nigga...
Oh no!
Because a man gave me the massage, and I was on like
pins and needles. Bitch couldn't even relax.
He had like moved my neck in a way. I'm like, I will fuck you up. You better lay my head back down, put it back down.
Get up at that dog.
Usually people don't talk to you while you're getting a massage. He was trying to hold conversation. I'm like, what the fuck? He trying to? And my mind was gone. I'm like, this is craziness. This is craziness.
Dog, hell fucking no. That's the worst. When your mind really gets fucked after watching something. And you know, actually, I feel like that's why I feel a little scared. Didn't I? I think I was talking to Adrian about this. I was. Oh, because we were talking about The Woman King. And I said, probably shouldn't let the kids watch it. Mm. And she was like, yeah, no, that's an adult film. I don't know why I was thinking it was a Disney film.
I don't know.
I think it was because it was giving me the realm of Wakanda superhero type vibe. I was like,
but it's
okay.
An adult.
It very much is adult. It has trigger warning. It has rape in it. So I was just like, probably not a movie for the kids. And she was like, yeah, I know. It's a definitely adult
girl, because I definitely told Kayla to take some Maya.
No,
she wasn't. Okay. She said she was going to, she wanted to see Woman King too, but she was going to be with Samaya for the weekend. I said, oh, you guys should go see it.
No.
Okay.
It has rape.
She
in
didn't
it.
Plan.
And a lot of like, it's murder, slavery. It's too, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I was like, you know what? I feel like a lot of my fear probably stems from being exposed to the evil in the world early on. Like my mom would be on TV. On TV. My mom would be watching America's Most Wanted when I was like 7 and 9. And that's real.
Right.
That's not even so. I already knew, like, people are really evil. And there's one story that sticks with me that I remember, one episode that I remember watching.
What happened?
This younger girl, I don't know if she was like college, like mid-20s. She was walking into her apartment building with her groceries. She opened up the door. She opened up the door to her building that was secure.
And somebody got it.
And she was like grabbing all her bags and slipped in. And before the door shut, somebody grabbed behind it, grabbed the door, walked in. Behind her into her apartment, or pushed her into her apartment when she opened up the door, raped her and killed her. Raped her and killed her. And I remember that. I remember that episode and that story. And I immediately was like, there's evil like that out there in the world.
Right, right.
There, that kind of shit exists. And I feel like I've been on pins and needles ever since.
Well, damn.
Because I'd be afraid. I'd be afraid somebody's going to try to take me.
You really be on guard.
Girl, that's why I said, let's leave Dahmer on the
show. And I really agree. I really feel you, because watching that type of stuff really gets into your psyche. I never watch like true crime stuff like that. And if I do, it's usually more documentary style. But even then, that's very minimal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's tricky because it's real.
I just watch it very minimally.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
I watch it. I gotta stop. I gotta stop watching and listening.
You listen to the podcast. You watch it.
I
do. Fully in.
I do.
Indulging in it.
I do. But it started there, and I hate that. And this is actually a really timely story for this episode. So I can't wait to get into
that. I was thinking that. I definitely was thinking that. Yeah. Like, you know what?
Got to do some things to regulate.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. For
baby,
sure.
Baby, listen. Everything that we do, we consume. It matters for our livelihood.
It does.
Our day-to-day, the way we're feeling. But we got y'all, and we got us.
Yeah.
So.
Before we get into it, though.
Thank you for the ones who really did have us coming and leaving ratings and reviews. We did reach the 500.
We did, over 500. I think we're at 506 over on Spotify. So now that it's a new month, we're in October. It's Libra season, baby. We're celebrating a bad bitch's birthday this month.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
there's
yeah.
a few things okay. that we need from y'all this month. We want 600 ratings on Spotify.
We do.
We could easily get 100 in 30 days.
We can.
Come on, guys. We didn't already ran it up over an Apple podcast. That's old news. We done did that, baby. Mop the floor with them ratings and reviews. We done mop the motherfucking floor.
Scrub the ground.
Scrub the ground.
As Quavo said.
Yeah, but I think there's some news to share.
So it's your birthday month.
Yeah. It is my birthday month.
It's your birthday month, so I think it's only right.
Ooh, what the fuck?
I think it's only right, with it being your birthday month, that we finally share the news that we've been sitting on
for a long time. A month now. Months. We've been keeping this close to the chest.
We have.
We have. Our heart is beating. It's beating at this point, okay? It's been sitting on the chest and the heart has been beating.
You guys, if you have been here, now we got to take them on the journey.
Okay.
If you have been here from the beginning... Back in 2016, honey.
Ground zero, grassroots.
Wow. Wow. Back in 2016, we started this podcast. We've told the story time and time again, so no need to tell it all over. Go on back and listen. But we have been doing this podcasting for a while. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it by ourselves. We've added people to our team.
We've subtracted people from our team.
We've subtracted people from our team.
It's been a journey.
But the two people who have been here from the beginning mm-hmm. has been this girl right here and that girl right there. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this independently.
Yeah.
But baby, listen, the time has come.
Yeah.
The time has come for us to get in bed.
A ring has been placed on our
finger.
We are.
Do you want to tell him who proposed to us? With a diamond ring.
Yeah.
And we started crying.
They put it on our finger and we said yes.
He proposed to me.
Yeah, I'll let him know. Y'all, the big news is finally out if you've been following us on social, but here it is on the main platform. The girls are actually signed. You heard it, signed to Jemele Hill's Unbothered Network.
Yes.
And Spotify.
We,
wow, big thing. Spotify, y'all, we are going to be exclusive to Spotify.
We are.
This is a Spotify exclusive podcast.
This is going to be a Spotify exclusive podcast, meaning that you will only be able to listen to this podcast on Spotify starting November 1st. And this is big for us. I'm still actually processing it.
Same.
I'm still processing it.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a hella long time coming. It's been a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And this really exceeded my expectations. Like, once we started taking podcasting serious, in our mind was network.
Yeah. It might be even on that little board.
Is it?
Network. I don't know.
I don't even know if we put it on the board because it seemed like
it's always been in our heart.
It's always been in our heart, but we hadn't even written it down on the board yet.
But God saw it for us. He seen it when we didn't even see it, child. He's seen it and we ain't even see it. And I'm sure in a few weeks we'll go ahead and have a real detailed download over on Patreon, just letting you guys know the nit grit of the journey to get here and what the process was like. But we are grateful for everybody who listens on the main platform, for all of your ratings and reviewings, for sharing, for the assistance with the organic growth. All of that has made this moment possible. Because girls, we're on someone's radar.
We are.
We were on someone's radar, and it's only because of y'all.
Right. We didn't put ourselves on the radar.
It didn't give pitch.
And I
went out and grabbed.
Period, poo. That's what happened.
And it did.
Honestly, we have had these conversations that we had gotten the podcast as far as we could by ourselves.
Yeah.
We need people on our team, on our squad who believe in us. And I can honestly say with the Jemele Unbothered Network that the alignment.
Yeah.
The message.
Unbothered Spotify. It's
the goal to amplify Black voices. We have two voices that deserve to be amplified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really excited. And we hope that y'all are equally as excited for us. You guys always champion everything that we do and you're always riding with us. So this can be no different. We just want your support. We need your support.
We need your support. Don't
fall off the wagon now.
No, just because we're moving to a different platform doesn't mean that much else has changed other than growth and progression.
Mm-hmm.
All the change will be positive. Like we've said, Spotify is free for podcasts, so you do not have to pay for anything. You can just go on over there and listen to the girls.
Yeah, type it in and it'll show up, and make sure you follow. In this season, you guys, we really need you to follow the podcast over on Spotify. So as you're doing your rating, which is super simple, you don't even have to leave any words, make sure you follow the podcast. We want to make sure that we are staying on your feed, that you're not missing any episodes, which will make this transition even easier for all of us.
For real. And we can transfer all that rating energy over there.
Yeah, let's show them what the fuck really going on. Okay. Because the BGB gang be coming through.
Let's show them that the girls are riding deep. We're not coming alone.
No, no, no. Okay, we got to be hanging out the window with our ratchet ass friends. Okay?
Let's go! That's why we need to pull up to Spotify. They're going to be like, okay, they outside. I heard the music, they outside.
Period. That's how we showing up.
That's how
out the window with our ratchet ass friends.
Period.
So yeah, a lot's happening, y'all. We are super excited and just grateful, so... That's that on that. But Patreon probably heard it first too. Going to say that
Patreon of course heard it first, because those are the original exclusive girls.
Yes. And also Patreon content won't stop.
No,
Patreon content won't stop.
We are keeping our Patreon. We made sure to say we wanted to keep y'all girlies. Mm-hmm. That was important to us. So we're keeping our Patreon. We're still doing bonus episodes over there.
Yeah. Minor fukes and tweaks and changes, but you'll hear about it. Check the feed over there. Mm-hmm. Let's shout out our new patrons this week.
So let me get the new patrons. We have Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Jade.
Hey, Jade.
Paris.
Perry.
And Imani.
Hey, Imani girl.
Thank y'all so much for joining us on Patreon.
Really appreciate it.
We appreciate y'all. Yes, so much.
So, y'all, I don't know if you've heard, if you're new here, if you've been living under a rock, we still got a bomb ass retreat that's happening at the top of next year, Q1. It's giving March to April, March 27th to April 2nd. Us and a bunch of other badass bitches, we going over to El Salvador to have a good ass time, to connect with one another, to get real deep in our sisterhood and friendship bag, and we just have everything already laid out, the details. It's gonna be exquisite.
It's gonna be a vibe,
and we're only missing you.
That's it. So we have a few slots left. Yeah. Sign up now. Do not sit on this. This is gonna be a great time, as Germany already said.
And now is actually the perfect time, because you have plenty of time to sign up for the payment plan.
Exactly.
And the girls love a payment plan.
That's essential.
A payment plan,
a breakdown, an Afterpay, a Klarna.
Listen.
Yeah.
Do what needs to be done.
We like our shit in chunks. Yeah. So we made sure to make a payment plan for y'all. Take advantage of that. If you join Patreon, you get a special discount. So there's that.
Details are in our description.
And we would love to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So last week's episode, y'all, we wrapped up our Sharpening Your Tools series. I thoroughly enjoyed that series.
It was necessary for me.
It was. And my mind is lost on me. What was our last week?
It was about labels.
Labels. Okay.
The truth about labels.
The truth about labeling yourself. Yeah. So we got really deep down into the nit grit of what labels are, how they impact and affect our identity, how they kind of disrupt and remove any nuance in our life that keeps us from being open to possibilities and just expanding ourselves and keeping us open to more. They box us in. So if you maybe are struggling with your identity, struggling with a label someone has put on you, you want to be different, you want to change, so you want to switch it up, you want to show up as a new girl, tap into that episode. It's very empowering. It's very empowering. I'm going to say that.
It's giving liberation.
It's giving liberate. It's giving break every
it's
chain.
It's giving liberate.
Break every chain. That's what it's giving. Okay. We breaking them. Fantasia Barrina.
Oh my God. Where did that come from?
That's what she says. And I am Fantasia.
I know. But what does that have to do with the breaking the Natasha Cox?
I just like to, you know, powerful women. Powerful voices.
Voice in the
I wish I had a J-Hud song. And I am
telling you.
That's it.
I'm not going.
There it is. Mm-hmm. You're the best man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes, listen to that episode. You will be blessed.
You will. That's one of the series I'm going to have to keep in my back pocket.
You'll be blessed.
So bless yourselves. And bless your homegirls. Okay, y'all. So we are in our new series bag. In a necessary bag. It's going to be called What the Health, because all of our episodes this month are going to be health focused, focused on different elements of our health. The girls need this. I need this. Y'all probably need this. We need this. So that's what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
We mentioned earlier in the episode when we were talking about the true crime shows, and you were talking about what was it? America's Most Wanted, how that had you still to this day triggered. And it's so true. So many different things that happen, whether it's on TV or things just happening day to day, they trigger us.
Yeah.
They trigger us. So we're going to be talking about how those triggers affect us, and specifically how they affect our nervous system.
Yeah. And how we can regulate our nervous system so that we can, we always talk about this, but shift from surviving to thriving in a new way.
It just really cements the fact that our ability to thrive is in our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nobody else's responsibility. It's ours. And there's so many things that we have to just have in check and in place to ensure that that happens. So
you really got to be aware and tapped in. Think about all the tools that we have, all the knowledge that we have, all the insights to really help us be the best versions of ourselves that other generations did not have.
Right.
Because there's a lot of shit happening. And there's a lot of shit that you need to know. How all the tools in your toolbox, the things you got to tap into when things start going awry, like, okay, hold on. I'm feeling anxious. I got to tap into my parasympathetic nervous system. Like, what?
Right, like what?
Like what? They weren't tapping into that system back
then.
They
weren't.
They weren't. They were just going with the flow.
They were just surviving.
Doing what they had to do, but not us. Not us, not now, not this generation.
Not on our watch.
No.
We are the take, get your lick back generation.
Period.
So we have to get our lick back.
Period. So I'm sure we can all agree that the last few years have had the girls gripped tight by the coochie lips, okay? The years have had their fingers on our coochie lips and pulling us along slowly.
And feet on our necks.
The whole thing, okay? We're being dragged along, and it's been rough. The last couple years have not been no crystal stairs.
Baby, listen.
Been wooden as fuck.
Has there even been stairs?
Exactly. We climbing up this motherfucker. We using one of them things, them sticks that you got to pull your, you got to dig into.
We
and pull
rock
your,
climbing.
Period.
In
okay. We rock
we
climbing
are
in
rock
this bitch.
Climbing.
Mountain
baby,
climbing.
Listen, it's been real rocky. That's the only thing I can imagine is a rock climb.
We're mountain climbing
between
right now.
Between COVID.
COVID, yeah.
The monkeypox has been pandemic, epidemic.
I was waiting on that monkeypox to come on in here. No, I said, the door's open. The door is open because you know when they start declaring states of emergencies, funds and accounts get stimulated. So
they
I was,
give us a couple of stimulus checks. We correlate.
Listen,
state of emergency to check.
I start adding up. I said, hold on, they about to call Mohela. I think that's who my student loans are now with. Mohela. Moela.
Stop.
Whoever she is, I said, get her on the phone.
Get her on the phone. Tell her that the pause has been extended.
We're extending that thing. Big extendo clip. But yes, for the pandemic.
Girl, you know, you should have known they wasn't going to give us no more coins. They were just going to give us a vaccine. Get your vaccine.
And I was ready for that, too. I'm like, we ain't giving that out.
Get your vaccine and prevent the pox.
I was ready. I'm like, go ahead and stick me.
Girl, I'm not going to lie. That monkey pox definitely had me ready to be jabbed.
Listen, I was holding my arm for him. I'm like, y'all go ahead.
Where are they issuing out
that vaccine? That's the jab. The other jab. Give it to me. But yeah, child, we done been through a lot.
We've been through so much.
We've been through a lot. We got a recession coming down the turnpike.
Jesus.
That's on our backs. So finances are getting sticky and funny. Coins ain't coining the way they once were. They definitely ain't coining the way they was in that pandemic.
Girl, no, we were sitting on something.
We were rolling in the dough.
Money was stacking.
Stacking.
Packing and stacking.
That's the thing of the past.
As soon as outside opened up, so did my bank account.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
It's definitely a big thing.
Where's the
money
I was sitting on? Now I'm spending it all.
Girl.
Groceries are more expensive. This inflation issues.
Everything. So between that child and then our personal day-to-day lives, things that we don't even talk about, that we're really going through,
yeah,
that we're holding deep down inside of us, we need a break. The nervous system is spent. She's been doing a lot.
She has.
For a long time.
She's been working, honey.
She has.
And I understand why, because we've been faced with so many threats, perceived threats, things that are happening, things we think gonna happen. And it's like our body is in protection mode. Yeah. Our minds are in protection mode. It's been real fight or flight for some time now.
Yeah.
And I can see how that can affect the fucking nervous system, because that's probably why I be feeling like, red turtleneck, constant red turtleneck.
It's definitely that's why we feel tired. Why we feel exhausted. It's tied to so many emotions, the way we're really deeply feeling in this thing.
And I think that's why we need to really lean into our rest and our rejuvenation, like you stated, to regulate this nervous system. Instead of looking at rest as like a luxury, reframing that it's a necessity. This is something that we need. We need to be able to restore ourselves so that we can actually get into that thrive state. Because otherwise, we're going to be stuck in survival mode, just doing, and then wondering why we feel incomplete, disarray, shambles,
shot
honey. It's giving big shamble energy, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah. And we've kind of learned how to thrive in most ways. But this is a whole new bag we tapped
this
into.
This is a deeper bag.
This is, a deep cut.
It's
a deep cut.
Yeah, it's a deep
cut. So for our girlies out there, because somebody's probably driving on their way to work, wondering what the fuck is the nervous system?
You know how we do. We
y'all
be like, okay, do I got to Google it
right
now? Break it down. What's the nervous system?
What's that? So we're just going to let you know. The nervous system, she's the HBIC, okay? Mm-hmm. She's the HBIC of your mind, body, all of that. She's running it. She's the command.
Of your person.
Yeah, she's the command center. She's telling you. She's controlling, okay? She's not even telling you. She got the, she's Geppetto-ing that thing, okay? Your body and your spirit, all of that is Pinocchio, and the nervous system is Geppetto. Mm. She said, this is what, this is how you think, this is how you feel, this is what you, this, all of that, taste, wow, touch, all of that is me. That's what your nervous system is doing. She's really governing and controlling all of those senses.
The think, say, feel.
Yes, what you think, what you say, how you feel, all of that.
That, okay, well, since we're calling her, her, mm-hmm, we're giving it she, to him like that.
Wait, wait, I'm she, her, her, she, her, 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 her. Her, her, take a look. I'm she. Fuck around. It's me. Me.
Stop it.
Me.
That's what stop she it. Says. So the nervous system is also in charge of our more complicated processes, like our thoughts, our memories, our movements, and it plays a part in the functions that our bodies perform without us even thinking, like mm-hmm, our blinking, our breathing,
blushing.
Blushing. I don't think I blush.
Really?
I'm a chocolate girl.
I do. I'll be like,
I put a little blush on me.
Teeth are.
I put a little blush on me, but you don't see the cheeks flush.
Cheeks flush. Yes. Yeah, so nervous system, she's also in charge of like your balance, your coordination. If you feel yourself getting a little off, you feel me? You're like, hold on, what the fuck going on?
Right.
You got to tap in with your nervous system.
Your sleeping, your mm-hmm, healing, our aging, our heartbeat, our breathing patterns.
Response to stressful situations. Puberty, digested, all of the things.
I can see this. Because you know, like when you do have like, let's just say you have feelings of nervousness, you feel the things like, why my stomach hurting?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is my stomach bubbling up? Yeah. Why am I fucking sweating?
Yeah.
You know, it's not hot.
But you really?
Why am I breathing hard? Why is my heart beating hella fast?
And we are noticing all of those things, but it's funny what our mind will tell us are that we're nervous instead of like reframing like, no, I'm feeling these feelings because I'm excited and I need to tell myself it's okay to relax. Mm-hmm. I'm safe because all of that is really activating your sympathetic nervous system, which we are going to get into all of those things.
Right.
In just a moment.
So that was a little mini. This series is really going to be like science-y.
Yeah.
There's going to be mini lessons. Biology, physiology,
it's giving
anatomy.
Miss Frizzles.
Okay, we should have came in costumes. Frizzles. We should have came in costumes. It's so funny quickly because I went to see Jess today. And she was like, you guys should totally like do one of your podcast episodes in a costume for Halloween.
I said,
that is so cute. Thank you. We will give you your credit. But yeah, we are definitely going to be Mrs. Frizzle. The magic school bus this month, and I'm loving that for us.
Yeah, the Brizzles,
right?
So Black Frizzles,
the Brizzles.
Yes,
we're in our bag. So let's paint the picture. Like, let our girls know, like, how this really applies to our day to day life.
Yeah. So
outside of the science bag, because you know sometimes we need layman's.
Definitely, and that's what we're about to do because that's what we do. Okay, right. It's about to be the homegirl breakdown. So. Imagine you are sleeping. You are in a deep sleep. Yeah, eyes are closed, sisters.
Sleeping.
We are in a deep sleep. You did a great wind down routine. Mm. Okay, candles were burned. You've completely allowed yourself to relax.
Got a little dick.
That too.
That'll really put you in a bed.
Okay, it's giving Z's. Okay, you're in a deep REM sleep.
Okay.
You had your alarm set for work, but unfortunately, you've at this point slept past it.
Shit, you really was asleep.
You slept past it, so you gently rise when your body naturally does, thinking you're on time.
Right.
You grab your phone and realize, oh, fuck, I'm late.
Bruh.
You startle, jump out the bed. You're trying to scramble out the house.
It's giving frenzy.
And you are in a frenzy. Exactly. You're in a shamble. Or... how about you had an appointment on your calendar? This is an important meeting. You've had this meeting on your calendar for months and now you forgot. And that person rings your phone.
Bruh.
Can you ring my bell?
You know what? That happened to me just this morning, actually.
And your bell gets
rung. And I started feeling my nervous system working up, cooking up. I had a meeting at 7 a.m. I don't normally have 7 a.m. meetings on my calendar. So I don't set my alarm to wake up to be at work at that time. You know what I'm saying? Unless I tell myself before I go to bed, like, okay,
I got something to do.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
So this morning I got onto my computer at 7:30 thinking you know, I'm doing something early because I usually don't get onto my computer at 8. And I see a 7 o'clock meeting reminder pop up and automatically I'm like, my palms start sweating. I'm like, what the fuck? Now this just ruined my day.
Yeah.
That really jump started my day, and from then on I just felt like I couldn't get a grasp.
Yeah, It's giving quicksand.
Because I did not take the time to be like, okay, it's okay. It happened.
Right.
Woosah. Mm-hmm. I was just like, fuck.
And we all know that feeling.
Yeah.
We all know that feeling of being, having these like mini disasters where you feel like, oh, fuck, you're trying to pivot. You're in shambles. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to do. They calling me. What? How can I respond? Because I done missed this.
I made a girl. I'm all late. Of that. It's all of that. And it just, ooh, I hate that feeling.
Lord.
I hate that feeling. Mm-hmm. And that triggers our sympathetic nervous system, which tells our body flight or fight or freeze. Bitch, yeah. I don't even know what to do. I'm stuck. I don't
shit. Give it mannequin.
Hands up.
Hands up. Hands up.
These are our body's natural responses to threat or danger. Either you're fighting, you're running.
Yeah.
Or you're freezing.
Yeah. Even in the danger don't got to be real, y'all. It's what we perceive to be real. In that moment when you're trying to get out the house, it's real. You're really running to the threat of, nigga, I got to get to work. My boss, somebody might call. I ain't going to be there. I can't answer. My phone is ringing. That. Damn.
Even sometimes, I know this happened. This has happened to you before. Like, when you wake up on a weekend with no alarm clock, yes. But you're like, is it Friday? Exactly. You're not aware of the day it is. So you have a little mini frenzy, mini panic attack. And it's like.
And you feel your heart. You feel yourself get to going. That rush of adrenaline, that shot of adrenaline is just released. And then when you finally realize, bitch, it's Saturday, you be like.
You're able to calm down. That's when you can tell yourself, okay.
It's okay.
I can calm down.
We can actually go back to sleep.
It's a Saturday. I ain't even got to be up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, okay, so if we're activating our nervous system for a bunch of small shit, mm-hmm. then we impact our capacity to cope, to deal with things. So it's like, okay, oh my God, frenzy. Oh my God, frenzy. Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck? Oh my God, this happened.
And you
oh
know
God.
Those people who are constantly in that vibe, in that space, constantly living in like real anxiety, anxious. I have a colleague who's always, it's a thing. Everything. It's an emergency. I can't deal with this right now because hold on, girl.
Right.
You got to calm down.
And then boo. They project.
It's too much.
In an attempt to get you worked up. Or maybe it's not even intentional. It just happens. It's like, okay.
Byproduct of tap in, bitch.
Yeah. Also, we feel like we cannot self-soothe or mm-hmm. control what the hell is going on. Like, okay, so you're driving. Oh, my God, it's traffic. I'm in a frenzy now. Mm-hmm. Versus just like, okay, I hit a little traffic. It's okay. I'll get there when I get there. What can I really do?
Yeah. And it also makes recovering in the future too hard. You're constantly in this sympathetic fight, flight, freeze response. You never let your parasympathetic nervous system tap in and take over, which is your rest, your digest, your heal. You know, that never comes in. So you don't even learn how to like, okay, I know what to do when this happens. Mm-hmm. You just constantly stay in that same state. And that's why I've learned, bitch, when I'm late, I'm late. I let it go.
I put it on the altar. Let go and let God.
I say, I'm already late. That's one thing that I don't do anymore. I have been on time. I haven't even checked in with y'all about this in
right.
a long time.
Right, let them know.
But since my 7 a.m. start time, mm-hmm. I've been there on time.
That's
okay?
Good.
Period. Like, give or take, she still be on time. But you know, when I'm late, it be like 5 minutes, 6 minutes. But there are times when I wake up or like the morning just gets away and I'm like, well, shit.
Right.
I got to walk Gatsby. I got to do this.
It is what it is.
And it's like I'm 15, 20 minutes late. I've just accepted because I do not want to have myself in a ball of energy that I just feel like, okay, now I can't get a hold of my day.
Especially not at the top of the morning.
Yeah.
Because that really definitely does set the fucking tone.
And for me, because it's hard for me to emotionally pivot, one thing, it's like a domino effect. I'm late. Now I'm mad at the traffic because I'm late. And now I'm thinking about the fact that, see, if I would have just got up and left, then I wouldn't be in this traffic. And now I'm fighting this. And now I don't want, it'll turn into all of these things. And I won't be able to just accept the fact that that happened, but there's still a lot of day left.
Right.
And it doesn't have to just take hold of me to the point where I can't shake it off.
Right.
Now I'm just like, okay, there's going to be traffic. Enjoy your ride.
Right.
Put on something you want to hear.
Right. It is what it is. You woke up late today.
And you'll get there. And that's honestly, if you wake up late today, that was your cost.
Yeah.
You know, you got to sleep in late. So now the cost is you got to sit in the fucking traffic.
Yes.
You got to sit in the traffic.
Yes.
So, yes.
Can you recall the time when you've been like, your nervous system has been overstimulated?
Yes. I can recall two times, actually.
When?
Once. We mentioned the pandemic earlier when we were getting all of those notifications about,
like the Amber Alerts about be in the house by.
Yeah, and just constantly getting updated about honestly, world events, things that's happening, the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, the election, all of the things that we want to be informed about, but this, the information overload causes us to just feel out of sorts.
Yeah, for real.
You know, where it's like, actually, I can't, I had to turn those CNN notifications off. I'm like, I can't have stuff popping up on my phone, because then every time something shows up, oh my God, there's another school shooting. Oh my God, all of that is impacting the way that I view and see the world. And I know that there are things that are constantly out there happening, but the way my mind works is real sick.
Yeah.
It could get a little stark. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, why? And then I'll be crying and emotional and I can't believe this happened and I can't go there. I can't go there. I said, it got to come off my phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, as soon as I leave my door,
you're overstimulated every time you
leave. My nervous system is always in fight or flight. Like, I feel that way.
Whenever you leave outside?
Brittany, you know. Yeah. Mm. Remember when I was scared to drive across, when I was scared to leave my house in San Pedro?
Yeah.
I was like, bruh, I am afraid to be out there because I'm thinking something's going to happen to me. So when I leave, I'm automatically on edge. I'm thinking somebody's going to hit me. So I'm already braced for whatever. I'm trying to be on the lookout.
It's too much.
That's what I'm saying. Or I'm walking a dog. At one point, I was like, I'm not going on a long walk. Remember, I was like, I'm trying to free myself from being captive in the world when I'm free.
Right.
Like, my hands ain't shackled, my feet ain't shackled. There's no bondage here. I need to let my mind be free.
And honestly, like, putting your mind and your body through the response as if an actual threat is there.
And it's not
each
right.
And every day.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, imagine how you got to do some real hard wiring.
I it know, because I be on real, guard, nigga.
It has to be some real breaking down and rebuilding and restoration, because that is a lot.
A lot of it is just telling myself that I am safe. It's very much so mental. Yeah. I'm sure there's some psychotherapy and some therapy work that can be done. But in the here and now, the day to day, when I'm with myself, it gives, girl, you are safe.
Right. You're
like,
okay.
You're walking your dog, turn the corner. Nobody's there.
Right.
Because I already be thinking, who will know this?
Right. And it's not saying don't take the necessary like safety precautions, because there's very much that we have to still do. But it's not like, you know, somebody got your name.
Somebody's waiting
on Germany.
Right.
That's sometimes how you react. It's like somebody got a whatever with your name on it.
Nigga, target on my back. Yeah. I'm like, it's actually a target on my back. Yeah, for what real. About you?
I've definitely been overstimulated a few times in my life. One time, one very big time, was pledging.
Oh, yeah.
Honey.
Oh, yeah. See?
Big overstimulation.
Calls being on your phone. You automatically.
The calls. The time. It was just so much where I just was like, every time night fell, bitch, that's when it was activated. I'm like, okay, something's happening.
Yeah.
That, like you said, the calls. Lately, it's been
the
like.
Snacks being off. It's like, oh, my God, somebody. Everybody got their snacks. Everybody
every
got their book.
Every activity was like,
yeah.
Do you have your? Do I have my?
I know.
It was so much. But, that process, and lately it's been like really work, like me making mistakes, me
got your ass on
bitch, girl
on edge.
My nervous system has been overstimulated, and I know it's that, because like just the thought of clocking in and whenever an email come in, I'm thinking, oh my God, what do this, I hope this ain't something that I fucked up, that I messed up, that I need to do, like somebody messaging me, I'm already on guard, like what?
Yeah,
like, you know,
you're bracing yourself for them to tell you you actually missed this.
I'm bracing myself for something.
Yeah,
so that has been really overstimulating me lately, my nervous system. I'm like, okay, bruh, something. And that's how I know that something has got to change.
Yeah,
because I didn't used to feel like that,
but luckily we have the power.
But I'm feeling like that.
I got the power.
Yeah. So
Although the girls can't reset the nervous system, because the nervous system is already in place, babes, we can't reset it, but we can.
I wish we could reset it.
I know.
I wish we can just be like, okay, I'm going on a cleanse and nervous system detox.
I know,
cleanse.
But we can be intentional and give it a break. We can give it a break.
You're right about that.
You know, we can get a break. So the same way that we stay hydrated, we do our best to eat good foods and, you know, exercise, we have to do the same for our nervous system. We have to be intentional about what's going on in there and what we're doing to give her some relief.
Right. Instead of just she's doing things. Overtime. Instead of just doing things. Yeah. Which I can say.
Yeah. We have to strengthen our body-based somatic intelligence. That's figuring out what is going on. How can I respond to it so that I can recognize there's no perceived threat and my overall well-being and safety is not compromised.
I was telling you all this on the call this week. That I've been having some like nervousness or anxiety around death.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely need to implement something to calm me the fuck down because I don't know why I'm feeling like that. Nothing has happened.
But you watched that movie.
I think that series. And then also like there's been a lot of death on social media.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. That girl there's dying and all of that. There's been a
lot on social media and I'm just like, oh my God. So I definitely can see what I need to do. Like log even some things that pop up on TikTok, I'm like, don't show me this no more. Like for some reason on my FYP, it kept popping up like kids and people strung out on drugs. You know how they do them interviews? Oh, like they be in Arizona.
Probably because I was on my FYP.
Stop looking at it. I put not interested. I'm tired of seeing it.
That part I'd be like, how do people get there? I'm always fascinated.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see their story, how they got there, what they gonna say, how did because you know they'd be like, how did you end up here? How long have you been on the streets? How old are you? And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the part that keeps me going in a deep hole. You got that from my page. But that piece don't give me death. I'm really intrigued. Like
it's not that I like that makes me think of death, but it's like morbidity. It's morbid. You know, it's like, okay, morbid. A crumble apart. And in my mind, I'm going deep like, damn, what causing the snap? Girl, what happened in their life? Did they lose it all? Job? Same. Like, you know, all types of shit. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to get back clean? Now I'm invested, trying to go to the YouTube for the full story.
Yeah, I don't do that though. I'm not getting on the YouTube for the full story.
So much so I think we really need to get into how we can give our nervous system a break.
Yeah.
Like some tools, what we can implement to cut out, things that we can do just to gather the shit. Because, bruh, it's a lot.
Yeah. So the first thing you can do, this is really powerful. This is powerful stuff right here. You can activate, this is truly powerful. You can activate your vagus nerve.
What the fuck is a vagus nerve?
I'm not going to tell you. So the vagus nerve is the most influential nerve in the parasympathetic nervous system. So remember, y'all, more anatomy. Your parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for rest, digest, restoring, healing. It's what actually gives us the ability to calm down after that fight or flight freeze response has kicked in. It's the thing that says, okay, we can chill now.
Right.
Threat no longer present. It's time for us to stop sweating. Heart rate goes down.
Got it.
You know, we start to get cooler. That's your parasympathetic nervous system. So that vagus nerve is the most powerful piece.
It's the reset button.
The reset button. Okay.
It's like, let me press. Where the body is it? Where can I press
it's her? Going in to set her, push her, and then everything goes.
Yes.
So we can tap in and activate that vagus nerve by slow rhythmic breathing.
Okay.
You know, we hear that a lot in yoga and we do a lot of that in some restorative yoga.
I don't think I take it seriously enough.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like when I'm doing the yoga practice, of course, like I'm going along with it. But when it comes to like just being at home and like you said, being really intentional about practices, I definitely don't be at home doing slow breathing,
right?
Because it's something that you have to continue to do. Like sometimes when you're doing it, it's like, what the hell am I doing this for?
Right I feel you. Last night Andres and I, we were like, we're gonna do stretching every night before bed, some shit on YouTube, because I'm so tight.
Same.
Hips, hamstrings, everything just tight. So we were doing,
I told you, do that stretch shit app.
Yeah, we've been doing it on TV just since it's like bigger and we can just be on the rug or whatever, but we were doing some stuff and initially I wasn't being super like, I was doing it, but I was doing it in a way that made me feel novice. I was like, bitch, act like you done been here before. Because the more you show up,
the more you're able to stretch.
The more, exactly. I was like, no, nigga, I'm stretching. I'm bringing my arm all the way through, nigga. We threading a needle.
Right.
Okay. It's giving full on. So, I mean, it's things like that that help reinforce our practice and our intentionality. Little shit like that. So, yeah.
Also, the infamous one, meditating.
Mm-hmm.
The yoga, the restorative yoga especially.
Yeah, you really like that.
I do like that.
Yeah.
And I see why I like it. You know, I'm just thinking, oh, I like restorative yoga. But if I really tap in, it's like, I like how that made me feel overall.
Especially after a day of work, where you already feel overly stimulated, right, where you're getting emails and bombarded, bruh, with what's next. At the end, like, of the day,
we
gotta
respond to this email. We have an episode notes prepared for, yeah, it. I have my white man gig. I need something to just really sit me down.
At the end of the day, when you can calm down and really activate your vagus nerve through restorative yoga, your parasympathetic system completely takes over and you're relaxed.
Yeah.
Also, splashing cold water over your face. Mm. There's been so many studies about taking cold showers.
I know. I've been seeing that a lot.
Yes. That is really good for your cell regeneration.
I've really been seeing that. They, I'm just like,
and you can do it at home. Just, yeah, just quick cold shower. Yeah. And it don't have to be. Do it a few. People like do it every morning. 5 to 10 minutes. Yes. And I'm a try. Ooh, I can't do. Nigga, I would be. I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine. I like my shit. Steam.
And like chirotherapy, like, is it chiro or cyro?
I think it's cryotherapy
where you're super cold. It's really
we've
good.
we do that though when we go to the Korean
very
spa.
Very cold room.
Yeah,
cold room. But you know that other one you be standing in and it's real cold. They just put you in a little chamber.
Yeah.
So yeah, a nice cold shower. You can also dip your tongue in some cold water. Oh, that also stimulates that. Yeah, the tongue. Yeah, just the tongue. You can also put ice on your face, which has the same effect.
Oh,
yeah. Ziploc bag of ice, putting that on your face will also activate that vagus nervous system.
Or we could use our ice rollers.
Ice roller.
From Purple and Prosper.
Yes.
When
yes,
I did that, mold. It is shocking.
Yeah, your ice mold.
It is shocking, but I did feel
more relaxed, more grounded.
I felt something.
Yeah. I'm going to try doing the cold shower. Ugh. Cold shower once a week in the morning.
Once a week, they say?
I mean, not once a week. I want to try to do it like every day in the morning.
Every day? Yeah. Do you go from cold to hot or you
no,
just...
No, it's just cold. And it don't have to be like you bathing in there. Just get
it's
in
just
there.
Something to wake
a
you up.
A quick rinse. Right. Yeah, a quick rinse. That might be good for the body.
I'll try that.
Try it.
I'll try that. I also hear that, and you know I've been wanting to do this, float therapy.
Float therapy is good.
Float therapy is really good, mm-hmm, to regulate and restore your nervous system. I need to do it. And I really need to tap back into that class pass. At this point, it's a necessity.
You should try float therapy. If I could really lock my hair all the way up where it was sealed tightly and no salt water had the chance of getting in, then I too would be in there. But after my horrid experience, I just can't go back.
Yeah.
It really had my shit.
You have to try some
up.
Of the other things. Like
yes, yes, yes. Also, humming or making a voo or we know that one. Angela Bassett and What's Love Got to Do with
Girl, that brought her back.
The chanting.
After Ike had took her for all that she had.
The chanting, beloved.
She got into that Namiyo Horengekyo.
It's the rhythmic sounds.
So we just.
Or just, you know, noises, those type of noises.
It's the real, it's the intentionality for me.
Spending time in nature always does it. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a really easy one. Taking a walk. You actually activate your...
I told you, those walks. And this is the thing with me. Thing with me is it can't be one-offs. These have to be daily practices and habits. Whichever ones are going to be a goodie bag of sorts. Yeah. I just have to have something that's regular. Because I haven't taken a walk in weeks.
Weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't because it was hot. I just haven't. I haven't made the time for it. Actually, I did just take a walk.
If you don't do it in the morning, in the evening, I mean, just make some time for it.
Right.
If you can't do the restorative yoga and you're really having stressful days at work, you have to give yourself time to
do what I need to do.
Recalibrate. Yeah. Like we said in the beginning, rejuvenation, relaxation, rest. Those aren't luxuries. It's not, oh, I don't get a chance to do it today. The same way we relieve our bowels, the same way we shower every day, the same way we brush our teeth every day, these things are essential.
Right. They're mandatory.
They're mandatory.
It's not optional. And too often I treat things like this as optional. Optional as fuck.
Yeah.
Like they're good to do. Yeah. Not I must do. It's like, okay, I went on a walk. That was great. Oh, okay, I went to yoga. That was cool.
But at this point, you have identified that a walk is necessary for you.
Yes.
So it's like, I actually have to go on my walk now.
I do. I need to get my ass up.
It's happening.
I need to get my ass up. And we'll talk about getting our ass up in next episode.
Yeah.
Another good thing to implement is weight. Mm-hmm. Let's weigh that thing down. Mm-hmm. Weighted blankets, pillows, vests, weight training, body weight exercises. What weights do are they provide the brain with kinesthesia input, which produces a calming effect on the nervous system.
Yeah.
And I can definitely attest to this, having a weighted blanket. And that's usually my fall winter thing because it's hot.
Yeah, I love a weighted blanket situation.
So I can't wait to shake mine out.
Yeah.
And throw it back over me.
Chewing gum also gives you that same. Mm-hmm. Mm. Chewing gum also gives you that same feeling. If you imagine like pushing a lawnmower or anything that causes you to either exert weight. When you chew down, you're providing weight. Yeah. Carrying a backpack or a heavy bag also gives you that weighted feeling. But the weighted blanket is probably chef's kiss. 10 out of 10 we'll recommend. If you're not into weightlifting, which
right,
we already
know.
Right,
if you want to do little to no work and still get the benefit.
Weighted blanket.
Put a weighted blanket
on. Period.
You
get that in your sleep. And you sleep deeper, longer.
Girl, 1 year,
good.
That was my gift to everyone, damn near. You get a weighted blanket. You get a weighted blanket. I was Oprah with that. Weighted blanket for you. Weighted blanket. It's good.
I think I ordered mine on Amazon. It was on sale. Mm-hmm. There was a code. I remember.
Yeah.
Got it from Twitter.
It's good.
But yeah, if you're not into weight training, body weight exercises, like you said, anything that's going to help release that, what are endorphins in your brain, help you feel relaxed. That's what we want to tap into. Okay, y'all, eating healthy fats. So your brain and the nervous system, it loves fat.
Okay.
Yes.
But we got to get the good fat.
The good fat. So the nerve cells that are wrapped in a protective coating called myelin. Okay. And eating fat can help protect, can help the protective coating stay healthy and prevent erosion. So basically it's not going to
wither away.
Exactly. It's going
to
take nice
to
and strong, but we want to make sure we're having those healthy fats. So think avocados, nuts.
I love an almond butter and I love an avocado.
A clarified butter though, like a ghee.
Like
ghee. Whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Y'all know we talking about G-H-E-E, that one. Mm-hmm. No, I don't be eating it, but maybe y'all will.
Yeah.
Fatty fishes.
Salmon.
If you're on the Mediterranean diet. Hummus.
I love Mediterranean.
Like that. Yeah, super good for you. So incorporate some nuts as your snacks, some avocado toast.
Ooh, girl, today I put a little honey on my avocado toast.
I
Have
always
you done
do that?
That.
Hot honey?
I use regular honey, but someone in my DMs told me to use hot.
The Trader Joe's hot
honey.
That's
what she said. She said, do the Trader Joe's. See, you be holding
that
back.
I told you about that before.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I bet you I can find where I said, girl.
No,
yes,
you
I
didn't.
Did. Lies.
You didn't.
Yes, I do that. I put the little hot honey on there, and I put the, no, that's it. I was going to say I do the everything but the babel, but the real cheat code is using the everything but the babel, and I told you that before.
I done everything but the
bagel. Everything but the bagel, not the seasoning, the actual bagel, the everything bagel.
Oh, everything bagel.
Everything bagel with the avocado and the little squeeze of.
That might be too much for me.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. Or just do it on sourdough, but yeah, healthy
sourdough
fat
is my jam. I love a sourdough.
Yes.
The avocado and the stuff on top, baby, makes me feel so good.
Good job.
And I'm getting my healthy fat.
You are getting your healthy fat.
Avocado toast for the week.
So good.
Another thing we can do is nothing.
Last thing we can do is nothing.
Yes. The nervous system desires space and silence. It wants to do fucking nothing. This is specifically for the busybodies, raise his hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of us are so busy that we just don't have the time or we don't take the time to just give ourselves a break and find ourselves doing nothing.
Right. And when we do have the time, we be on social media.
Girl.
Taking in everything else that everybody else doing. We be on Netflix. We be trying to catch up on our shows. We be talking to our homegirls. Girl on the phone, on FaceTime.
I never do nothing.
That's the problem.
When's the last time you did nothing? Our definition of doing nothing is I didn't hit up a function this weekend or something. I ran errands.
Nothing is also watching TV. Like, oh, I didn't do nothing. But you have to be even intentional
with what you're watching.
With your nothing. No, not what you're watching. With your nothing. Like, I have some time today. What does the nothing really look like?
So this is just saying do nothing and sit in silence. For how long, right?
No, but like, say you have space in your schedule where you don't have anything planned. Maybe that's one of those days that you say, I'm going to go sit in the park. I'm going to go read. Right? It's a little bit of stimulation because everything is causing stimulation. But having a chance to reset our nervous system.
Put the phone up. Sit at the park. Sit at the beach.
It's really giving it a chance to shut down,
right?
Not have a lot of noise, a lot of volume. Is creating peace for yourself.
It's really minimizing that stimulation.
Minimizing the stimulation.
Because I can see me going to the beach and just being on my phone.
Yeah,
but it's like, no,
minimum stimulation, maximum rejuvenation. That's what we're looking for. So this is just your gentle reminder to tap in with yourself. This is what I want to do. Now this is the real soft life. Soft life is not what you see on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not just what you see on TikTok. And I know we all see those videos, people like Soft Life Air, and they're buying their Lilabo candles and they're lighting them and cooking themselves some dinner. That's not what it's all about.
Right.
It's not all about that. It's about tapping in with yourself, figuring out what you need.
For real.
Feel your best, to show up your best.
In real life.
IRL. A lot of people so busy trying to create content. Trying to create an aesthetic, a soft life aesthetic. Nigga, it's not an aesthetic.
Whole time life be hard.
Right. Yeah. You doing all of that, setting up all your angles and stressed out. Nervous system worked up. Really, you trying to present a soft life, nigga. Hard. Bruh,
I really do want to live a soft life in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
And my nervous system is essential to that. So I'm really sitting here thinking, like,
how can you incorporate?
How can I schedule in moments of nothingness? Because if I'm really being honest, I don't like that. I feel lit up. It's free. I want to go to dinner. I want to do this. I want to go to the bookstore. I have a hard ass time doing absolutely nothing.
But going to the bookstore, I actually seen that bookstore when I was on my way to Sprouts. It's on Washington.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. On the corner. Books and coffee. Coffee and book, whatever the fuck.
Oh, you went that way.
Yeah. I always go that way though.
Okay. You're coming from somewhere else, so.
Am I?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm thinking because I come from another way.
But oh, yeah. You mean you're coming. I'm coming. We're coming from two different directions. Yeah, I'm like, where do you know I'm coming from?
Yeah, no.
But yeah, even that is a part of your doing nothing.
Yeah, like just chilling, reading a book there. So I was just thinking, like, I can come in here and, like, instead of buying a book, like, I can just read a book and get a feel for if I really do want to buy it. Mm-hmm. Like, the drinks are good. The vibe is good in there. Definitely doing that more. So I will say this weekend, that was as close to doing nothing as I've done in a while, and I felt good. I was intentional, like, okay, what is something that's going to make me feel good? A massage, right. Going to the bookstore, just really quieting my mind, because sometimes I feel so rushed, like coming up with the episode notes and like, oh my God, doing it in between work. I'm like, Brittany.
Yeah, same.
Shut it down and tap in.
Same. I always feel like I'm rushing. Like, I'm going from point A to point B to point C. I've been, like, trying to be more consistent with going to the gym, because I find that, like, it's not just
for your aesthetic.
It
for your
really makes me feel better, like, mentally. And I know that sounds so cliche.
No, but I hear people who work out say that. Like, once you really start getting into the routine past the, okay, I want to look like
this.
Yeah,
when it's past
the superficial.
It
really becomes, like, a real mental, physical emotional.
I feel that way thing. Like when I'm getting off work, I'm like, I cannot wait to go to the gym and just have my time of, like, just concentrating and focus and being with my own thoughts. Not even that I'm having some real deep thoughts, but I'm just by myself,
right,
present, like, you know, breathing and having my moment. And I was having this reflection that, fuck, I really be going from one place to the next place to the next place to the next place, and I be anxious. My sympathetic nervous system be activated just leaving work to try to hurry up to get to the gym so I could hurry up and get home so I could
cook.
I'm always having this revenge. What is it called? Revenge bedtime or whatever the fuck. Revenge time.
Yeah,
interaction with myself. I don't have enough time to do this, so I'm trying to make all this other time, and I gotta slow down. And that's why I've been telling myself, like, I'm going to get there. Like, and I've been trying to do my best to be on time so that I can leave on time and I can get to where I want to go.
Right.
But not in a rushed way, just in a way that things are just falling into place.
Right.
That there's really a flow around my schedule. Because right now, although we had that big news and that announcement at the top of the episode, we are still working girls.
We are.
Right. We're still working and pursuing entrepreneurship at the same time.
Yeah.
So my life doesn't look like completely free of doing what I don't want to do yet.
Right.
So at this point, I have to try to incorporate the things that I need to do that make me feel really good around the other shit that I need to do.
Because right.
I don't want to compromise feeling my best.
Right.
Or being my best or showing up the best for myself. I don't want to compromise that because I am blessed to have a job.
Oh, yeah. We are blessed.
That will happen. It'll be given. I don't got time to do that because I got to go to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, you got to figure out how to.
Everything that we have, we are blessed with. We are blessed
we
to have.
We are blessed.
Period. Blessed.
Listen, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Period.
Listen, They said sickness and poverty must cease.
Period. We don't know those. And that's another thing I need to start
casting down the strongholds.
Bruh.
That too. I said I need to feed my mind.
I have been.
My mind.
I've been feeding it with a sermon, but I need to feed it in song. And word and devotion.
In spirit and truth.
In every way, honey. Yeah. No stone left unturned.
I've been on my audio books.
What have you been listening to?
Ugly Love.
By who?
Colleen Hoover.
You're into her, huh? She got the girlies in a chokehold.
She does. I think this is my third Colleen Hoover
That's
book.
Another thing. Like, I think I can make room for fiction books. That's
I've been telling you.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I've been hearing you.
I've been telling you.
But I be so deep into these self-help books.
And I know, but you got to step out of that world.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be my nothing.
Yeah.
Because when I'm reading a self-help book, sometimes that doesn't feel like nothing.
And then it turns into deep work.
It feels like I'm working while I'm reading.
It feels like a deep cut.
So I can definitely incorporate some fiction books. I've seen the Colleen.
What I would recommend.
Verity.
Ooh, Verity. Verity was
that
so
a freaky deaky one? Like you need a vibrator pair?
No. But that's what they're saying about because ugly love.
Because one girl said,
she said,
why is my pussy tingling?
That was that one black girl, huh? Okay, yeah. No, I think that's ugly love. That's not Verity.
Okay.
Verity, they all have some. Colleen is a freaky ass writer. Colleen, if you ever see this girl, you freaky. She be incorporating some shit that just come out of nowhere. I said, okay. But I feel like it would be nice for you to incorporate some fiction reading on your walks.
Oh.
That would be a perfect time for you to incorporate.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
I think it would be really
great. Are you getting these on Audible or are you getting them on
Libby?
Libby.
I got them on Audible. If you want to log into my Audible where I've already purchased.
I can do that?
Yeah, you just have to log into my Audible and listen from my account, but I can't transfer it.
Okay, got you.
And actually, a perfect book to read or listen to. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Oh, I have that actual book. I need to actually read that. Thank you for reminding me.
No, don't read it. Just listen.
I want to read
it. It's a perfect book for listening. But if you must read, go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you have any more credits?
No.
Oh. Right now, I hope you know y'all could have got Audible for $7. I activated that discount.
With the code.
For 3 months. Mm-hmm. Cast down every stronghold. So, yes, y'all. This month is a new month. We're in our health and wellness bag.
I'm also excited about this series. I'm just ready, especially going into the new year and just the new day.
Ready
to do what I need to do. Because as I get older, each year I get older, I say, oh, it's really on me. It's on me, baby.
That's on me, everything.
It's on me. They used to always say when you was younger, when you get older, you gonna see. And now I'm seeing.
Eyes are open.
What the hell am I doing over here?
No, Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah, so y'all, we're really excited about this series. We're really excited about taking our health, our wellness to a new level.
Very excited.
New levels, new devils.
Yes, literally.
Yeah, and we got to get in our bag. So we hope y'all feel moved to tap in on a deeper level in a new way. Make sure you share the content. Make sure you congratulate us. I want to see it.
I want to see it going up.
I want to see it going up all over on social. So yeah, it's been nice, y'all. We're gonna keep this bitch going. We're gonna see you next week. Bye.